Langley School Music Project. All right, testing out different versions now, right now, because it's going to happen. It is going to happen. I'm so freaking excited about this. You have no idea. You have no idea. CJSR/Edmonton/Viva Radio, whoever's listening, I swear to God, I would like to see you make this happen. Allie Willis, she's about to call us. Allie Willis. Do you know who that is? I'll give you a hint. Let's go through the Allie Willis repertoire right now. Boogie Wonderland wrote it. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Not the best song in the world, but that's the freaking Friends theme. Pet Shop Boys. What have I done to deserve this? I'm not sure what this is, but she wrote it. Sounds good to me. The Color Purple. I think it's her. Hang on. CJSR. Yeah, just a second. Oh my God, you guys. Oh my God. I don't believe it. Allie Willis. Hi.
It's me.
It's you. I was just playing, you know, we were waiting for your call.
Yeah.
And so I was just scrolling through your website, playing, like, every single one of those little tracks at the top.
Ah,
like,
good.
I was like, you know, I played this.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can hear that.
Teeny bit, September.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, you know, I just went through the whole thing. I clicked it. I'm like, she wrote it.
Yeah.
And then I went through the next one, wrote it, you know. That was the whole gig. You've had quite the intro here.
Oh, good.
Well, yeah, I wanted to make it special.
Thank you so much for thinking of me.
Oh, are you kidding? You're awesome. You know, I found you because, I mean, I'm from a younger generation,
yeah.
So I had just discovered the Just Say Julie show.
Oh, that is very hip.
I know. It's amazing.
Where did you see that? Because there's not a lot of it on YouTube.
There is a lot of it on YouTube.
There is?
Yeah, yeah. Allie, there is. You just got to look for it. I watched a lot of them. I watched the Bon Jovi show.
Oh, my God.
I watched the model show where she just talks over the whole video.
She was the very first person who did any kind of commentary on music videos.
She was amazing. And you designed the set.
I was not only designed it, built it. I mean, that is like a by hand. If it wasn't in my house, I built it.
You are calling Edmonton, Alberta.
Okay.
You know, I'm not trying to, you know, Allie, I don't mean to be rude, but they probably have no idea.
Right.
How huge you are. You know, they don't know. It's Edmonton, Alberta. They don't know. You know.
But I do actually love being the world's best kept secret. But.
You are. But so you live. So I'm just, you know, letting the audience know. So you live these things. You built the Just Say Brulee. Just Say Brulee. Oh, my God.
Are we live on the air actually this second?
Yeah.
All right. Ready to go.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly. People are listening to you in their cars right now going.
Okay, excellent.
I can't believe that this woman built the Just Say Julie set,
I don't know what that is necessarily. Set,
but you built it out of your home in L.A., right?
Yeah, I actually took over the backyard of the house next to me and built that set. But then we would shoot 10 shows 3 times a year for 3 days. So we shot 30 shows in a total of 9 days. And there was absolutely no budget. And Julie, who had a bunch of, like, hit novelty records, really wanted a crazy set, and we were really good friends. So I had been collecting things, you know, modern artifacts and pop culture artifacts from the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. So
mm-hmm.
We started just by bringing the craziest of that stuff. But then it ended up, you know, it was a big set. and I just started, you know, building stuff. I'd build them out in the backyard, and then we'd have to figure out how to get them onto the set, which was smaller than the backyard. But we had an absolute ball doing that. And that, you know, MTV had never done
Anything like that. Assembled
all the videos together and then had someone comment on it.
My friend describes her as a Shiwi Herman.
Yeah. They were two of my best friends, and they were actually quite different, both as people and as...
No, I mean, I know, but you know what I mean. Like, you can kind of see a little bit.
In that they create their own world.
Yeah.
And nothing departs from that world. Any kind of artistic expression within it has to come organically out of that character's point of view.
So, Ali, I know you don't want to talk too much because we're going to start talking about your museum here pretty soon. But, you know, speaking of Pee Wee Herman, you know, getting back to your music here, he was your date to the Grammys, right?
Yes, when I won for Beverly Hills Cop.
for the Neutron Dance?
Neutron Dance by the Pointer Sisters and Stir It Up, Patti LaBelle.
What's it like to go on a date with Pee-wee? I mean, I guess you guys are friends, but...
We were really good friends for about 20 years. And, it started right when, you know, Pee-wee kind of, well, I guess right when the movie came out, when Big Adventure came out, that's when we started. And, you know, for the time that we were great friends, it was a great friendship. Because we had very similar interests, very similar tastes. We traveled a lot.
How was that night? Did you guys, like, tear it up after the Grammys?
Yeah, it was crazy because, well, obviously it was a pretty good night for me.
Yeah.
And he was so huge at the time. We were absolutely the couple of the evening.
You were, like, the power couple.
Without question. I mean, there were actually couples that were far more powerful than us.
But whatever, man. Allie Willis and Paul Rubens at the Grammys.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Nobody was looking at anyone else.
Outrageous.
What were you wearing?
I had on, I mean, now it won't sound like anything because we're 25 years later.
Right.
But I had on a Dalmatian, like a fake fur Dalmatian suit, which no one had had at that point, you know. And, fitted very, you know, great. My hair was all spiked out. Again, it was, you know, 1985.
Wow.
And,
I love it.
I had shoes I had just bought, I think, in London that were so pointy and extended so long, he kept tripping over them. It was good.
You're a Detroit girl originally.
Yeah.
And then you made your way over to New York.
When I graduated college, I went to New York because I wanted to be in... I loved advertising. I loved pop culture. And I loved, at that point, this was 1969, advertising was just starting to get, like, extremely clever and extremely cool. It had a few years in there where... it was kind of the ultimate expression of pop culture. But I loved music, and I didn't know how to rewrite or play, which I still don't play to this
day. Wait, the woman who wrote September by Earth, Wind, and Fire...
no idea how to play. Could not sit down and play you a note of that or any song that I wrote.
So how do you write these songs? Were you just, like, walking around in September one day and, like, kind of, like, humming to yourself?
Well,
like, this is, like, kind of a nice day.
September, I actually wrote the very first day with Maurice White, who founded Earth, Wind, and Fire and was the incredible lead singer of Earth, Wind, and Fire. And Al McKay, who was the guitar player. And I had been writing with Verdeen White, who's the bass player. So, you know, like the greatest bass player that ever lived.
Yeah.
To this day. And, you know, Verdeen kept saying, I'm going to introduce you to my brother. And, you know, and I had started to get records cut, but nothing that would lead logically to Earth, Wind, and Fire. But one day, you know, got a phone call, and it was Maurice, and he asked me to write the whole next album with him. It was the I Am album, which was really the album that crossed them over into a seriously broad audience.
So how come September was written in September? Like, how come it wasn't December or November?
All the poor people that come up to me and say their birthday was September 21st, and what was the special significance? No significance other
nothing.
Than it sang fabulous.
Okay, just September was the one. It wasn't going to be, you know...
Yeah, well, because if you, you know, the way, you know, what a lot of people miss if they write songs, they don't think about how the words
gonna
play on the tongue, how much air you're going to need for something, notes that you can hold long. So if you kind of separate it down into those kind of criteria, the word September is going to sing better than November, which closes your throat.
Plus, you know, no, you're hearing that November. No, that's kind of negative.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You know, like people...
September's a happy month. Everyone's geared up to get going.
Yeah, everyone's back at school. Like, their grades haven't sucked yet. You know, it's a good month, definitely.
Yeah, it's a good month. Definitely been a good month for me. So.
Yeah, I know. Well, dear museum, when did that open? Did that open in September?
Yeah, it's a social network. So I knew I was going to get in trouble by calling it a museum, but it is that. As well. The Allie Willis Museum of Kitsch, which is awmok.com. And it's a social network built around the crazy things that people collect. So it could be anything from, like this morning someone submitted a bag of Dunkin' Donuts cereal, which used to be out in the 80s, you know.
And what's your criteria?
Well, you know, kitsch, as I describe it, is something that, you know, kind of left a mark in pop culture or was just something favorite that you had, but there's something slightly off about it. Like if it were a painting, one arm would be longer than the other. Or if it's a song, someone is so out of tune and they don't care because they love it. But it could be a vase, a bicycle.
And it could be a dance, too.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of that there, yeah.
So you wrote the Friends theme,
yeah.
I'll Be There For You, and you have a couple girls dancing to the... No, you have the Neutron Dance, but do you have girls dancing to the song that you wrote, I'll Be There For
on
You?
On my site, on AllieWillis.com, mm-hmm. Allie is AllieWillis. On my music page, I have unbelievable amounts of kitsch videos of people doing songs of mine.
There's a whole phenomenon of kids who are dancing to I'll Be There For You.
Probably September has even more than that. But there's thousands of those on that page. And then, the Kitsch Museum is actually part of the overall Allie Willis site, but you can get to it separately. But, you know, I was named number one party thrower in L.A. by People Magazine. I'm very serious about my party.
I know. You have a whole section on your website and on the museum just dedicated to your parties because you were saying they're the ultimate art form.
Well, for me, who did a lot of different things and worked in a lot of different fields at a time when the entertainment industry didn't understand what that was. If you were songwriters, you should just be a songwriter.
Yeah.
If you were a screenwriter, you didn't even, you know, write songs. A set designer, you don't write, you know. So the parties were the only way, because I could art direct them, I could DJ them, I could score them.
And you could make your guests dress up like...
anything I wanted.
Right. You did a food thing where they came as interpretive food.
Yes, and the Smock It To Me food. Art can taste bad in any medium.
Party. And I loved that the Terry Garr as a lemon tart came to your party.
Oh, yeah. Well, she actually was lazy, so she just put on yellow.
Right, and she has blonde hair, so...
Potluck food, you know, like everyone cooked.
Uh-huh.
There were hundreds of people at this thing, but you had to dress matching your potluck food.
And you had a guy who made caricatures of your guests... With vegetables?
Yeah. Bob Mackey, who was an unbelievable designer.
Yeah, Cher's designer.
Cher and, incredible stuff. Lent me all the things we needed for the models. So we had all these, like, dress forms from Paris and all this stuff. And we were sticking cabbages and hello.
Just to make an Edmonton, Alberta connection, Andrea Martin was at your party. She's from SCTV. And, SCTV was actually shot on Edmonton.
No, I know. Yeah. I know the whole story. We were really good friends. I adore her to this day.
Andrea Martin, did she ever mention Edmonton, Alberta in all of your talks? No, nothing?
Well, she definitely, you know, there was definitely a huge Canadian streak.
Right.
I'm sure she did.
Have you ever been here, Allie?
What is that?
Have you ever been here?
Never.
Because I think we do have the ultimate kitsch item that I would probably like to submit to your website.
I hope that you and everyone else
It's called West Edmonton Mall.
Oh, well, this sounds promising.
The largest mall in the world. Yeah, I think it's larger than the Mall of America.
Really?
Yeah, and we had this thing called the Fantasyland Hotel inside the mall, which has all these, like, theme rooms, you know, the jungle room and the whole thing.
See, that's perfect.
Yeah, and it was built in the 80s, and, you know, I mean, tell us, because you have...
This is really a time to mess up architecture.
Oh, man, you should... If you want to talk about bad architecture, man, come to Edmonton.
Please, I'm going to look for you there. You know, I should mention, the whole thing, first of all, it's very, very easy. I slaved over this interface to make it so simple. But you upload photos and a little title and a description, and then conversations start around these objects.
Well, it's impossible not to. I mean, you have like a romantic section with a toilet plunger with a bride and a groom on the toilet plunger.
Absolutely.
That says, "We took the plunge."
Where else can you find that?
I don't know where else, man. AllieWillis.com.
I'll tell you, there's a lot of famous songwriters, famous screenwriters that people, you know, don't realize who they are because you're using screen names. But some of the writing about these things is so funny. And then you just get into conversations because that's exactly what happens at a party.
Yeah.
You're standing next to a, you know, a painting or a something that you make a comment on, and then you end up getting in a conversation with the person that you're talking to that about.
Well, it's like an online party all the time, man. I know you have a travel section, too. Have you ever been to south of the border?
No, you know, I'm someone who, if I never left L.A., I'd kind of be very happy. So I'm not as traveled as some, but I've certainly heard of south of the border.
Okay, because I kind of think, you know, those are my two submissions for you. I will, you know, send them the proper way, but West Edmonton Mall and, probably 80s West Edmonton Mall. 2000s West Edmonton Mall is not quite as kitschy. They're trying to kind of get rid of that image. You know, they don't have dolphins swimming in the middle of the mall anymore. They got rid of those.
Oh, well, if you have your 80s photo.
Yeah, they used to have peacocks, bears, you know, dolphins, the whole thing.
Action or roaming around.
Yeah, and then my other submission would be south of the border, which is the border between North Carolina and South Carolina.
Oh, no, I don't even know about that.
Oh, my God, Allie, I'm serious. Your next vacation, you would die.
Is that the name of a town?
No, it's actually a pit stop on the highway between North and South Carolina.
And it's called that.
It's called South of the Border, and it's all, like, really, like, it's built in the 50s, and it's kind of racist because it's, like, a pretend Mexico.
Oh, boy.
So they have all these, like, sleeping, like, cartoon caricature Mexicans. Around.
Like under the burrow.
Yeah, you know, and there's a hotel there with the honeymoon suite, and it's just insane. You have to
have you ever
take
gone
a little
to the
trip.
Madonna Inn, do you know what that is?
Honest, I saw that on your site.
That's like the, you know, that's
to die for. I know, it's insane. I want to go there and just, like, I know they already have pictures of all the rooms, but it'd be amazing to just go there and do, like, some kind of photo shoot in all the rooms or something.
Oh, you would not run out of shots. Everything. Down to, like, you know, the doorknobs on the door. Everything. No detail.
Amazing. So,
ignored.
Allie, we should get back to the tunes here. I'm going to kick it off with one of yours, of course. But what's going on today in L.A.? What do you have to do today?
You mean my day today?
Yeah. What's an average Allie Willis day? I mean, you wake up, you get your royalty check in the mail?
Oh, yeah, right. that's a whole other show.
Oh, okay.
I have a lot of things. First of all, I have to write my Kitsch of the Day blog. I have to do that, like, every day. And if I don't do it the night before, I wake up miserable like I do this morning. And that, I think, is going to be a Donnie and Marie Osmond clay microphone and sheet music little toy.
That's the kitsch of the day.
That's the kitsch of the day.
You heard it first on the Barkley Hour.
If I can't write anything, then I have two backups that I think I could write stuff easily on. One is Maya Angelou. Do you know Maya Angelou?
No.
Maya Angelou was like a national treasure in the United States. She's a black poet. She read at the Obama inauguration. You know, she's on Oprah every 3 seconds. But, you know, very sophisticated, older, regal black woman. And I have an album that she cut in 1952 called Miss Calypso with a, you know, low-cut dress, and it's so, like, not my age. Then I'm going to do a shoot. I'm going all around my neighborhood. I'm putting all these up on YouTube, and I'm in the museum. They premiere, and then later on YouTube.
Now, Ali, if you can't do it, it's cool, because we gotta go soon. But since you wrote September, could you write on the spot improv a song called December?
No.
Okay, I tried.
You tried.
I tried. I had to.
It was a good shot.
It was a good shot.
I'll tell you why. Because I woke up 30 seconds before this began.
I just totally appreciate you calling.
And just as you said that, I had all these words flash across my head, and I thought, no. It will never happen in good enough form. But with that said, I'm very spontaneous, and I'm very quick. I'm just not awake.
Well, if it comes to you, we have half an hour left. Don't be shy.
The only thing that's going to come to me is Donnie and Marie Osmond or Maya Angelou. So, but thank you.
Thank you so much.
I hope everyone goes to the museum, and I'm going to personally look for that shopping center.
West Edmonton Mall.
Border.
South of the border, Ali. It was great to talk to you. Thank you so much for calling.
All right. AWMOK.com, AliWillis.com, audio.
Love it. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Let's do it. She wrote it. Let's play it full. No interruptions. That was incredible. Grammy Award. Amazing. I'm speechless. I have nothing else to say. man. All right. All-star show here on the Barkley Hour. We just talked to Allie Willis. And now we got Bob Segarini on the phone.